Listen to God's Word for May 2nd. Today's reading includes Psalms 102 through 104 and 2 Samuel 5. May God bless this reading of His Word. Psalm 102, a prayer of one who is afflicted, when he grows faint and pours out his lament before the Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry for help come before you. Do not hide your face from me in my day of distress. Incline your ear to me. Answer me quickly when I call. For my days vanish like smoke, and my bones burn like glowing embers. My heart is afflicted and withered like grass. I even forget to eat my bread. Through my loud groaning, my flesh clings to my bones. I am like a desert owl, like an owl among the ruins. I lie awake. I am like a lone bird on a housetop. All day long my enemies taunt me. They ridicule me and curse me. For I have eaten ashes like bread and mixed my drink with tears because of your indignation and wrath. For you have picked me up and cast me aside. My days are like lengthening shadows, and I wither away like grass. But you, O Lord, sit enthroned forever. Your renown endures to all generations. You will rise up and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show her favor. The appointed time has come. For your servants delight in her stones and take pity on her dust. So the nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth will fear your glory. For the Lord will rebuild Zion. He has appeared in his glory. He will turn toward the prayer of the destitute. He will not despise their prayer. Let this be written for the generation to come, so that a people not yet created may praise the Lord. For he looked down from the heights of his sanctuary. The Lord gazed out from heaven to earth to hear a prisoner's groaning, to release those condemned to death, that they may proclaim the name of the Lord in Zion and praise him in Jerusalem, when peoples and kingdoms assemble to serve the Lord. He has broken my strength on the way. He has cut short my days. I say, O my God, do not take me in the midst of my days. Your years go on through all generations. In the beginning you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like clothing you will change them, and they will be passed on. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. The children of your servants will dwell securely, and their descendants will be established before you. Psalm 103 of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his kind deeds. He who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with loving devotion and compassion, who satisfies you with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving devotion. He will not always accuse us, nor harbor his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, or repaid us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving devotion for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He is mindful that we are dust. As for man, His days are like grass. He blooms like a flower of the field. When the wind passes over, it vanishes, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the loving devotion of the Lord extends to those who fear Him, and His righteousness to their children's children, to those who keep His covenant and remember to obey His precepts. The Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, all His angels mighty in strength, who carry out His word, who hearken to the voice of His command. Bless the Lord, all His hosts, you servants who do His will. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. He wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent, laying the beams of his chambers in the waters above, making the clouds his chariot, walking on the wings of the wind. He makes the winds his messengers, flames of fire his servants. He set the earth on its foundations, never to be moved. You covered it with the deep like a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, the waters fled. At the sound of your thunder, they hurried away. The mountains rose and the valleys sank to the place you assigned for them. You set a boundary they cannot cross, that they may never again cover the earth. He sends forth springs in the valleys. They flow between the mountains. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the air nest beside the springs. They sing among the branches. He waters the mountains from his chambers. The earth is satisfied by the fruit of his works. He makes the grass grow for the livestock and provides crops for man to cultivate, bringing forth food from the earth, wine that gladdens the heart of man, oil that makes his face to shine, and bread that sustains his heart. The trees of the Lord have their fill, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted, where the birds build their nests. The stork makes her home in the cypresses. The high mountains are for the wild goats, the cliffs a refuge for the rock badgers. He made the moon to mark the seasons. The sun knows when to set. You bring darkness and it becomes night, when all the beasts of the forest prowl. The young lions roar for their prey and seek their food from God. The sun rises and they withdraw. They lie down in their dens. Man goes forth to his work and to his labor until evening. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Here is the sea, vast and wide, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both great and small. There the ships pass, and Leviathan, which you formed to frolic there. All creatures look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smolder. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. May sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 5. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said, "Here we are, your own flesh and blood. Even in times past, while Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel out and brought them back. And to you the Lord said, 'You will shepherd my people Israel, and you will be ruler over them.'" So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, where King David made with them a covenant before the Lord. And they anointed him king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he became king, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. Now the king and his men marched to Jerusalem against the Jebusites who inhabited the land. The Jebusites said to David, "You will never get in here. Even the blind and lame can repel you." For they thought, "David cannot get in here." Nevertheless, David captured the fortress of Zion, that is, the city of David. On that day he said, "Whoever attacks the Jebusites must use the water shaft to reach the lame and blind who are despised by David. That is why it is said, 'The blind and the lame will never enter the palace.'" So David took up residence in the fortress and called it the City of David. He built it up all the way around, from the supporting terraces inward. And David became greater and greater, for the Lord God of hosts was with him. Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent envoys to David, along with cedar logs, carpenters, and stonemasons, and they built a palace for David. And David realized that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, and had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel. After he had arrived from Hebron, David took more concubines and wives from Jerusalem, and more sons and daughters were born to him. These are the names of the children born to him in Jerusalem: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Nepheg, Japhiah, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over Israel, they all went in search of him. But David learned of this and went down to the stronghold. Now the Philistines had come and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, "Should I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand?" "Go," replied the Lord, "for I will surely deliver the Philistines into your hand." So David went to Baal-perazim, where he defeated the Philistines and said, "Like a bursting flood, the Lord has burst out against my enemies before me." So he called that place Baal-perazim. There the Philistines abandoned their idols, and David and his men carried them away. Once again the Philistines came up and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, who answered, "Do not march straight up, but circle around behind them and attack them in front of the balsam trees. As soon as you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, move quickly, because this will mean that the Lord has marched out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines." So David did as the Lord had commanded him, and he struck down the Philistines all the way from Gibeon to Gezer. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.